Sports was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, a year community talk show radio with more shows than you can shake a stick at. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to everybody. Let's start off with our friends from our Wells Fargo advisor office and Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are relatively flat this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 14 points at 16,521. NASDAQ's down 31 at 4,072, while the S&P 500 is down 5 at 1,872. Oil's down 93 cents at $100.35, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.49%. Gold's down $2.30 this morning at $1,294, while silver is down 21 cents at $19.33 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, J.P. Morgan's up 12 cents at $56.22. DuPont's up a penny at $67.19, and Visa is up 56 cents at $203.23. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here from KCNR. You know, if you're trying to find the way to invest money or some, you know, you have questions about investing your money, give them a call at 243-7561. Financial independence, annuities, your IRAs, all of these, they're experts on this. And these are the people to talk to. Again, 243-7561. You know, Bad Bob, I think it's going to be a little warm today.
I believe it is also. And with that in mind, high near 91 under very, very sunny skies. And let's see here. We had this up just a moment ago. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 56, sunshine and some clouds for your Thursday. As we head into Friday and Friday night, highs will remain near the 90-degree mark, lows in the mid-50s. Currently in Reading, we have 66 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, 365-3793. And they are our customers are warm friends. And you know what? I forgot something.
What?
I've been remiss.
Uh-oh.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, hump day. Thanks a lot. That got me going again, Bob. All right, where's Linda? Linda is, we're
going to hand out.
We're
buttons.
Not pushing, we're not going to push this thing with Linda and the, pneumonia thing. So she was there. I said, look, just, you know, she's going to be back Friday. Take today and tomorrow because she's got on the spot with Linda Bott tomorrow night. But, and of course Trish is in here tomorrow. But Friday she'll be back with us. And, we got a lot of phone calls from people that loved my singing yesterday, or at least they commented on my singing yesterday. I'm going to try and keep myself under control, today. You know, we're going to be talking with a lot of people today. We've got, the Shasta Regional Medical Center's expert on diabetes, and which is, you know, diabetes used to be a disease of older people, and yet it's changed. It's changed dramatically. Where it's starting when kids are 12, they start having diabetes. Is there something wrong here? We want to talk with her about that, and then of course we have our Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week, which is cool. And then we've got a couple other things I know we're going to be rolling through here, but there are a lot of things that are happening. Let's start off with did you know the Shasta County DA's office was firebombed yesterday?
How about that?
Somebody threw a Molotov cocktail through the window of the Shasta County District Attorney's office. There's only 4,422 suspects right now.
No truth in the rumor that they were Russian separatists.
No, I don't think so. And they did not spray paint something about the Ukraine or the Arab Spring on the side of the wall there. However, we do know 322 of people who are not suspects. Those are the ones who are in the jail.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We're not sure how that goes because they could be released. Now, next week, we've been talking about this, you know, our crime. We've been talking about how, you know, what are we doing with our community policing project, our community, with the probation center and the police and the sheriff and the DA and the public defender and all these. And tomorrow, Steve Carlton's coming in, of course. Well, now, the big thing we have also is next Monday, I'm going to jail. Now, I'm not going to jail for the MDA or anything like this. I'm going to the jail with the, to see how they select how to turn people loose. Who do they keep? Who do they turn loose? And then we're going to have those people, along with the captain in charge of the jail, with us next week. It's going to be a great week for that, too. A lot of things like that happen. Anyway, Shasta County DA's office early Tuesday morning had somebody threw a bottle with an accelerant, probably gasoline, through the window. Nobody was hurt. Now.
Disturbing.
It's disturbing. Disturbing. It is disturbing. We've got a lot of things to talk about. A Reading homeless village has been proposed. And how about, I don't make
and
this up.
And who is paying?
Well, we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. We want to talk about something also too, celebration of life for Haley Riggins. That young lady, Bob came in. Bob is usually a very pragmatic, he doesn't get too excited about a lot of things. Brenda and, I don't know. Anything has to do with electronics. He came in today so fired up about this young lady, Haley Riggins, who was killed. You know, they turned off the life support systems, I guess.
Yeah. It amounts to murder, in my opinion. At least, very least, manslaughter. And, cause I came upon the accident shortly after it happened. I knew nothing about, I just saw how badly mangled the motorcycle was and the pickup off to the side and all that. And the more I learned about the incident, the more outraged I became that this.
Well, last night there was problems up. They did a candlelight vigil last night. Which the police were called.
The vigil was there.
Yeah, well, the police were called too because people were angry.
People
are angry about this.
I am fired up about this.
And I'm looking at you. If you being angry, and then I see the people that know Haley, the mother of a 10-month-old baby, just driving home, doing what? You know what? She was driving her bike, and I can empathize with this because I love riding my bike. You're out there, but the one thing is, I'm always looking at, if you're riding a motorcycle, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Till you go down or somebody does something. And I've already had mine twice and from people pulling out just like this. And I've learned my lesson, but and sometimes you're riding, you're having a great time, but then it ceases to be fun because you've got a bunch of idiots out there that don't watch, don't care, or whatever, think, oh, it's just, it's a bicycle that can stop. Or in this case, allegedly, even though she admitted to the fact that she, was been smoking pot on prescription drugs and doing meth.
And this gal faces what, 4 years?
Oh no.
Maybe?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what they charge her with. And, it's something that, the DA is not going to talk about because it's a case. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you some good news by Orchard Nutrition. These are our friends down there in Cypress Square Shopping Center. They've got it all down there. In-store deli. They've got, four nutritionists on the staff to help you. Classes at night. Amazing foods for life. Gluten-free mixes that you can just pop into the oven and have breakfast for all your family, in 20 minutes. The largest supply of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. When we come back, let's talk about, let's build a homeless village. We'll be right back, Carl and the Bot. We have more local than you can stand.
Everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 75 years. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Remember when your doctor could see you when you were sick and not sometime next week? You didn't sit in a waiting room for hours. Your doctor actually sat down and spent time with you and wasn't rushed to see the next patient? Prestige Urgent Care in the Sunset Plaza on Eureka Way is bringing back old-fashioned healthcare. Walk-in urgent care, walk-in injury care, and the new Healthcare Direct Plan are the great services offered. This innovative membership program provides unlimited urgent and primary care for a low monthly membership fee, and pre-existing conditions are not a problem. Providing affordable, high-quality health care where patients enjoy unrushed visits in a comfortable, professional setting, avoid insurance hassles, copays, and deductibles. Prestige offers three different plans, and there's also a plan for businesses available. For more information, or if you have questions, stop by Prestige Urgent Care, 3689 Eureka Way, or call 244-4577, or visit prestigeuc.com. Make the most of Obamacare and save money while getting the health care you deserve.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Born to be wild.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:17 in the morning. It is 67 degrees, heading up to 91 today. Yeah. Steppenwolf.
Love that Leslie organ with the rotating speaker.
Oh. Steppenwolf, Solomon Sturgis, back in 2008. They came in and just rocked the place. Yeah, I saw ZZ Top there too. You know, where else can you go to? You spend $25 and you get to see, ZZ Top, or $20. Get to see ZZ's Top. You're standing like 50 feet from the stage and, listen to them for like, gosh, an hour. Hour and 15 minutes. You know, it wasn't like a two-hour concert, but wow, were they great. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Indwelling. That's our friends. You know what? Dilgesh and Alexandra Abrahams have put together a store that is just unlike anything else in Reading. You know, we're looking at Reading moving forward, looking at Reading taking those big steps and finding things. Well, I tell you what, here's a store that would fit in anywhere, in any large city. And they've got it right here in Reading at very, very good prices. And it's not just furniture and, you know, it's got, you know, art objects. It has wall coverings. It has floor coverings. It's got it all. And give them a call at 361-6727 or even better, stop in. Everybody knows where Jack's is. It's on California Street. Well, they're in that little shopping center next to Bombay's over there, at 1760 California Street in Dwelling. All right, let's start talking about it. You know, on today in the paper, we have, we got guys with their, I'm sure their hearts are in their, in the right spot. Doug Christian or David Van Buren. They are proposing to build a homeless village right here in Reading. Now, I
am going to invite Doug and Christian to come on. Maybe I shouldn't make up my mind right now, but why do we need a homeless village? And you're talking, oh, let's put it out, you know, off of Airport Road or someplace out there. We'll get, you know, people to build it, you know, and they're talking about like these, like, huts.
If you build it, they will come.
You know, it's like a hut really is what. Okay, we'll get to that
in a second. This on a par with that, Syria.
Find that spot. Find that place in the movie. What is it called?
Field of Dreams.
Find that spot in Field of Dreams. I want that as one of the playbacks we have. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, what they're talking about is they've gone out and visited these other homeless villages that are in a bit larger cities with like a real economy, unlike what we have right here. And they're like a hut, not a hut, like a one-room cabin. And then you have like a communal shower and bathrooms and all this.
So it's a refugee
camp.
It's
something we
us in the Syrians.
Why don't we build something that's big enough for 500 and put prisoners in there? Just put some barbed wire around it. Anyway, but they're talking about this anyway. And here's the thing: is they're not experts, but they think that they can coax people and to come on board with this. And here's my bottom line: and people come up with these things before. Let them just go out right here, and there's a bathroom there. It's kind of like buying a horse. It's not the cost of the horse. It's everything that goes with it.
Yep.
In this case, you build these huts and you get somebody to actually pay for these things, and they're not being, you know, and the locals are not walking around with pitchforks and fire saying, what are you doing? We're up to our butts in homeless in transients already. So this is, so once you have that, that's just a beginning. Who pays for this?
And who handles the crime?
Who pays for this? It's not going to be the homeless. It's police, water, electricity, just the insurance. Okay, somebody that they put this village up there, and somebody gets stabbed one night.
Or they trip over a threshold and fall on their face.
Yeah, and they fall in. And what happens? Who gets sued? Oh, the city. Because it's officially sanctioned. Or the county. It's officially sanctioned. We're gonna have them on. We're gonna call them up today and invite them on. Explain to us. Why do you think I know, maybe your heart's in the right spot. Let's take care of the homeless. You know what? There are people out there, and, you know, Good News Rescue Mission is there, that, you know, that takes care of homeless and helps us. Yes, we have homeless. I understand that. But building a homeless village? Somebody tell me why. Somebody tell me why we need a homeless village. That is going to be, I mean, just somebody tell me the cost of this. We already have people flocking here. Ask the sheriff. Ask the chief. We give away so much stuff here. That's why people come here. That's why we have them on every corner. This is why we give them sleeping bags, bikes. And we don't even going to get into the bike issue. You know what? They can sleep. They can camp. They tons of garbage. Well, you know, but if we put this up, all the garbage will be in one spot. No, it won't, because you're going to have rules at the village, right? Got to have rules. Who's going to enforce the rules? What are the rules? Can't drink? Can't use drugs? How about that? Those could be a couple of good ones. Or if this homeless village is this, once they're moved in there, that's their home then? For how long? 60 days, 90 days, forever?
Who feeds them?
Oh. Well, you know who's going to feed them.
Yeah.
You know who's going to feed them. We'll feed them. We're going to feed them. And what about clothes? Let's just take down the extra clothes too.
Then they sign him up to vote on the blue ticket.
No,
put in a polling station.
I don't know.
I don't mean to be sarcastic.
You can. That's where one of the voting places are going to be, right there in the homeless village. All right. Am I being too? You know, I'm saying these guys, you know, just listening, just watch, look into the article here. It looks like their heart's in a good spot. But my gosh, a homeless village. Yeah. He envisions a village of 30 small homes somewhere in the industrial park. Okay. Let's move on. You know what? There's a plot. Do you believe in conspiracy theories?
I
come on, Bob. Do you tell me?
I don't
truth.
Think they can all be right.
Okay,
but, there's been some strange stuff.
Okay, there's probably maybe only one conspiracy theory that I might actually buy into. Of all the conspiracy theories, don't bring me the 9/11, and for sure as hell, don't bring me chemtrails. you know. I'm not too sure if I don't believe in, I'm not sure if I believe in Bigfoot. Maybe Bigfoot. But that's not a conspiracy. That's just a, theory there. But I really believe that this could be I'm seeing a conspiracy popping up right now. Right now, I'm seeing a conspiracy. Oh, wait a minute. Before we go, before I get into my conspiracy theory, I want to hear from Sonny. Sonny, good morning.
Hi, Sonny.
Howdy, darling.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is like the first or second time you've ever called, Sonny.
Oh, well, yeah, I think I've called more than that. Oh,
okay, all right.
That's okay. I was just laughing my head off when you were talking about this homeless housing area. When I worked for the city, for the Reading Police Department, I was the volunteer program manager, as you know.
Yes, I do.
And we had wonderful volunteers, and one morning I had a couple of homeless guys come into my office. And they were very sincere in their request that they would like to help the city clean up after the parades downtown. If the city would supply them with plastic bags, they would go along and clean up. And I thought it was a wonderful idea. So
yeah.
I approached the city manager and my boss about this, and they absolutely turned it down flat. They said, no way. The liability with our insurance would be way too high if they fell over a curb or picked up something they shouldn't pick up and they were poked in the hand. So now they're thinking about doing this.
Well, no, these two guys are, and this has not gone any further than just this article in the Record Searchlight. Record Searchlight is, and we're going to have their managing editor on, not Silas, but the managing editor is going to be on. And she, Carol, is going to talk to us about Record Searchlight is putting things out. If you've noticed, there's been a change in the paper. They're starting to highlight positive things.
It
really is great because I know we've all talked about it. You know, it's just all doom and gloom. They're starting to highlight things that could be positive. I have no problem bringing something like this up, but I'm going to talk to the guys, the young men or the older men, whoever they are. And I want them to give me their vision on this. But you're right. I look at things when people talk about certain things, I talk about logistics. How are you going to make this work? How are you going to feed them? How are you going to, take
exactly.
care of them? That's the big thing.
Take care of the waste.
Yeah, well, just that. Well, but at least it would all be in one spot. I can understand what they're saying. Oh, they've got garbage bins. Okay, that's fine. But somebody has to pay for this.
Exactly.
So, anyway.
And so many of the homeless people that I've spoken with and heard about and talked to people around the community who work with them, they don't want rules. They don't want responsibilities.
No.
Many of them. They just don't want rules. And if they were to live in a community like that, I would hope that there would be a lot of rules.
Well, I would hope so too, because if we're putting these things up, there should be rules like can't use drugs, little rules like that. And then what happens the first time one of them turns and smacks the other one with a chair or something?
They get into a fight over their
medical pot.
They get
into a fight over their medicinal marijuana.
Just a bad idea.
I'm saying I can understand people got their hearts in the right spot, but oh my God. Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Sonny, for the phone call.
Bye.
Okay.
Lit a fire, man.
All right. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Carl. Kurt and I have talked about this on the radio several times.
Uh-huh.
And I got to say, Placerville, that area, did a homeless camp, generous donor of the land. They put tents up. They organized the tenants there or the folks, the homeless going there. They ran their own rules. They got so many people that the problem with the neighborhood, that this complaint started, and they had to finally, in December, I believe last year, they disbanded it. They couldn't handle it. They had so many. And they're not allowed to have drugs. They're not allowed to have alcohol. And that seemed to be a lot of the problem. They still had a homeless problem that with the drugs and the city and the county still had that homeless problem with the drugs and the alcohol, but they didn't have and they had more on top of it at this camp. So.
Right. Well, that's what happens because you're going, if you put some up, you know, 30 buildings there for people, you know, that you're going to, I think it's going to be kind of like the jail. You fill it up right away.
And they have one of these things in Washington where they built these little homes, but what it did was it was the working poor. They did have people that had to pay rent if they were able to do that, but and maybe that's what it's good for, the working poor, but it was not for the homeless and the transients. This was people that had an income. I'll listen to the rest of the show. I know you got to take a break.
Okay, Ruth, then, what Ruth is talking about, too, is she and Ruth Angel and Kurt Largent have a show, of course, at 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings here. It's a great show. They've substituted for Linda and I several times and just outstanding. But, you know, this is true. You know, and we are going a little bit past break, but I think this is important is there's more to it than just putting the buildings up. That is the simplest thing you can possibly do. Hey, we're going to put up one room places for people to be. It could be nice. I mean, it could be nice in there. You know, sinks, no bathrooms, but you got to have a little water in there, you know, and then have a communal bathroom, a showers, and all these things. However, comma, you know, this whole concept has to be thought all the way through on this. Is this something that is, you know, is this something that not only could work, but I mean, would it work? But what is the, you know, unintended consequences of this? We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, homeless village or no homeless village. What do you think?
From Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
It's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system. And that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry. 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Oh, play that for me, baby. Crazy.
That was appropriate since we're talking about a monstrous situation.
Yeah. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. That's your local talk radio station. We cover it all. 7:34 in the morning. 67 degrees on its way up to 90 plus today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard and his associates down there at 2225 Hilltop Drive. State Jewelry. That's where Linda goes to shop, so that tells you something. Leonard's a great guy. He's straight with you, and he will give you absolutely fabulous prices on anything, on any of the jewelry he has down there, watches. He has the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. So if you got a watch that's broken, it's going to end up there anyway. Give him a call at 222-2750. He's at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across from Sierra Gibbs in that area. Stop in and see Leonard and his associates there. He has just got outstanding displays and outstanding examples of great jewelry. All right, let's go to the phones. Jay. Hey, Jay, you know what? You're my yellow cab philosopher. That'd be just like, you know, extra fares out there, right?
Well,
to the homeless village.
On this. Because many of these people are going to have mental issues and or drug and alcohol issues. And it's like the old saying, it just takes a couple of idiots to mess it up for everybody else. I mean, I foresee hearing in the news about sexual assaults and robberies, possibly a murder. And knowing from personal experience, and this is no slight on the police, but I know that they're slow to deal with some of the 5150s.
Yeah.
I had one short me for $50 the other day over at the VA. I had to wait 2 hours for them to show up. They wouldn't arrest him because he's nuts, and they just gave me a card and a case number so I could prove to the company that I wasn't stealing from them. I mean, I can only foresee that kind of stuff happening over there, which means that people like me are going to say, forget it, I'm not going. You're not going to get the support of the community when you have that kind of thing start to happen, and I just see it kind of falling under its own weight. However, on paper, I think it's a good idea. So I find myself a little mixed on the subject.
Hey, should we help homeless? Yeah. Is there a way of doing it? Yeah. You know how you do it? You give your money and, or you put your effort into something like the Good News Rescue Mission and let them expand out. Where you've got a infrastructure there to help people. As opposed to building 30 buildings out there. And this is just my opinion. Like I said, we're going to have the men on and maybe, you know what? Maybe they're going to come in and they're going to lift the veil from my eyes and show me why that this can work. And I want
to. I would love to see that.
Well,
I
can tell you right now, Dan Fagan's listening to the show and I know he's trying to find him right now to get him on his show this week. And so what I'll do is listen to that and see if I can pull him in next week. Okay, Jay. Thanks. Hey, we need to have you back in. You give us a little more philosophy out there on the streets.
It's been too long. I would love to come in. I'll talk to you about it later today.
Yeah, give me a call. All right. I've got somebody in the chat room saying the homeless should camp on federal land. Then the BLM will take care of them. You know, I kind of like that. You know, but no, though, we're going to round you up.
Just have to move the tortoise out of the way.
Yeah, don't pick a tortoise. Okay. All right. Have we talked enough about this? I think so. All right, let's move on to something else. Shasta County Supervisors from District 5, you know, there's actually people running in that race. Dave Kehoe is in District 1 is running, but nobody's running against him. I wonder if Dave then is going to, like, buy advertising anyway and say, thank you, Shasta County, for 16 years.
Let me find that Aerosmith Dream On.
Okay, all right, let me do that. Okay, anyway, all three candidates for Shasta County Supervisor District 5, Butch Schaefer, Les Baugh, and Rodney Jones are going to be in Anderson Community Center tonight at 5:30, from 5:30 to 7:30. I'm sorry, maybe that's going to be Thursday. Okay, Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. You know, Les has got somebody running against him who's got experience in Butch Schaefer and, who knows the area. First of all, he's been under city council as a businessman. And Rodney Jones, who I think is, from what I understand, used to be a fireman but he is really strong into the, he's a proponent of marijuana, but we'll have Rodney on and have him tell us what he believes in. There's something else going on too. Haley Riggins. We talked a little bit about that already, but they're having a celebration of life for her.
And this Saturday at 11 a.m., it's going to be Anderson at River Park. But what they're going to do is they plan on meeting at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Reading near the crash location there of Bonaventura and Placer.
There's a giant shrine up there right now. The roadside shrine.
Wow. And then they're going to ride as a group to Anderson River Park. Those with motorcycles are encouraged to ride their bikes to the event. And if you don't want to ride in that, you can always go to Anderson River Park and be there. So they're also having a car wash fundraiser to help with medical expenses at 11 a.m. Saturday. And that's going to be at Les Schwab on Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. Donations are accepted. She's just a beautiful young guy. You know, I met somebody that knew her this weekend.
Yeah.
And they were just during class, and they were just terribly, terribly heartbroken.
Idiot comment of the day that I heard from somebody, and this is what set me off on this. Well, what was a mother of a young child doing on a motorcycle? Excuse me? Pardon me? Why can't I walk down the street these days without wondering if I should be armed or not? Why can't I ride a motorcycle and not worry about some drug-induced idiot killing me? Come on.
And I tell you what, look at it like this. It made no difference if she was on a motorcycle. What if she had been in a small car?
In one of those environmentally approved tin boxes.
You know, here's the thing is, then women, you know, if you say that, I don't, what comment was that? Was that off of one of these blogs?
Yeah, I heard
that. Okay, well, here's the other comment. I think that what they're doing now, they found a new way of ingesting Red Bull, these bloggers. And it's like with an enema.
Thanks for the visual.
Thank you for that, huh? Hey, anyway. It was a terrible thing that happened. I don't get fired up about much. You know what? It's happened to me before. You're minding your own business and some idiot and just doesn't care. In this case, you know, the one that hit me, the one that really got me, he wasn't drunk. He wasn't on drugs, anything. He just didn't pay attention. He tried to hurry. This person allegedly is on heavy drugs. All right. Hey, you know what? We were talking about South Pacific and how great this is going to be. You know, this musical down at Shasta High School. And it absolutely is. It's fabulous. And I've got two tickets for this that I'm going to give away because it starts May 1st. And these tickets, this voucher is good for two tickets to any performance. And performances are May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, which means it starts tomorrow. And then 8th, 9th, and 10th. Any of those, and it's good for two tickets. Give me a call, please. 605-4567. 605-4567.
Great songs from that musical.
Oh, you know.
Belly High, Wash That Guy Right Out of My Hair. And
Bloody Mary is the girl I love. Boom, 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 boom. Don't get me started. I think that's the first musical my mom drugged me to. I can remember almost every song. Some enchanted evening. Somebody just called for the tickets. All right, my friends. Hey, you know what? We're going to take a break here in a couple minutes, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Spray Service. 20 years in Reading, and they're offering pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments. They're like lawn physicians. They are the lawn specialist. In my case, my lawn has these small problems that it looks green, but I think it's a fungus or a mold. I'm not sure because it's not grass. I'm not sure what it is. Anyway, give them a call at 221-3007. They are going to fix my lawn. They are going to keep any pest or weeds that I have away from the house. ReddingSpray.com is there and on the website. ReddingSpray.com. They got all this really cute commercials.
It's the bug man.
The bug man. 221-3007. Redding Spray Service. And, Bill, you just won tickets to South Pacific. Come on down to 1326 Market Street. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Sheila McLeod, for Safari Club International. What exactly is that? And they're having a fundraiser Saturday, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to be the MC. We'll be right back.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Join us Friday night at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner, 6 to 9 p.m. in the city of Shasta Lake as they kick off the annual Shasta Danbury Celebration. Friday night, friends and family gather at the John Baudet Community Center for the annual car cruise and $10 barbecue dinner. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDanbury.org or call 949-2759. All proceeds benefit the Pete Maché Scholarship Fund. Don't miss the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Barbecue, sponsored in part by Redding Tire Center. Whether you're getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures, Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Whether for passenger, light trucks, or ATVs, Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian, all with the best warranty in the West. Enjoy the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner this Friday and the Danbury Pancake Breakfast Parade and all-day activities Saturday.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Small business owners are the heroes of our economy, yet the government targets job creators. I don't understand that. If you're an entrepreneur, let me help you grow your business. As the only locally produced afternoon drive time talk show in all of Northern California, we are poised to take your business to the next level. I host the Dan Fagan Show. Call me and let's work together. My number, 410-0028. 410-0028.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Do you believe in magic?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:47 in the morning, 67 degrees and rising quickly. And the reason I talk about this is because this portion of the show is brought to you by Martin and our friends from Alliance Heating and Air, a company here that's been in North State for over 20 years. And they can take care of any type of make or model of air conditioners or heaters. But now we're talking air conditioners here. So if you had yours serviced, give them a call at 221-2642. You have an emergency 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They're going to come out and help you, Bob.
I was just thinking about Martin and Company yesterday because they modified our house system, of course, put in the heat pump, but they also modified our existing swamp cooler so it would work along with the heat pump to reduce our bill. Worked like a champ last year. We had cheap cooling bills last
year. Well, I tell you what. You know what? They came in and put in our tankless water system. And I can't say enough about that. Yeah. Now, Linda, for the first time in 4 years, or 5 years, maybe 6 years, can take, you know, take showers there. So but it's, not showers, but a long baths.
Yeah.
And all of this through Martin in the line sitting there. Outstanding. Check them out at homecomfort.org. And we will, 221-2640. Okay. Sheila McLeod's here. And we're going to do the Safari Club International Banquet. And you know what? I just didn't realize. I knew it was good. I knew I was going to enjoy it. I'm emceeing this Saturday. But you have got stuff here that you're going to be giving away for this banquet. Yeah, I can't even go through here with all these things. We're talking a list of firearms, Weatherbys, Benelli's,
Brownings, Marlins, Henry's. Henry Big Boy, this isn't the 22 we're talking about. This is like 44 Magnums. all types of not only just heavy duty rifles, but also for those pesky little varmints out there.
You bet.
Now,
it's a great gun selection, and it's all through Old West.
Oh,
and
okay.
Rich Howell.
Okay, well, West is good at those. Oh, that's good. I mean, you've got a great selection of firearms here.
Excellent selection.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about Safari Club International.
Safari Club, first for hunters, first for conservation, and in the education, keeping it out there that we're not only going to be able to hunt our animals, but to make sure that they're there for our children to do later on, and we want to make it a preservation.
Well, people don't realize that without hunters and fishermen, there would be very few conservation programs. All this money that people pay. And it's, you know, when they talk about, oh, they're going to Africa. Well, without hunting in Africa, they're already in trouble in their economies.
It's a great economy with the hunter that goes to Africa. He spends a lot of money there.
And we're talking tens of thousands.
Yes. And in a lot of what we do in regards to Safari Club is we try to send blue bags, which are full of medical supplies, educational supplies, and it all goes to the local villages. And as far as when the meat is done, that all goes to the local villagers also.
Now, protein is a big problem they have in Africa. And so when they're hunting, every trophy that's taken or every animal that's taken, of course, you're not going to bring it back to the United States. So it goes into the villages. What's going to happen this weekend? I mean, I'm all excited about
it. This weekend, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a great dinner at Wind River. It starts at 5 o'clock. When you come in, there's going to be games. There's going to be a Plinko game. There's going to be a digging for worms game. There's going to be a chicken in every pot. And for the kids and the young at heart, there is a laser shooting game. Also having a drawing for a 25-gun safe. And in that safe is going to be a mystery gun.
Now, when we say a 25-gun safe, there's going to be a gun inside the safe. Now, these are separate raffle tickets.
Yes.
They're bye-byes.
Yes.
Okay.
Everything is individual.
Now, not only that, but you're going to have a series of speakers here that are very interesting.
Yes. We will have Bruce Ross representing Brian Daly, and then also Aaron Ryan and Doug LaMalfa.
Doug LaMalfa is going to be here. You know what? The congressman is going to be here. And Bruce Ross, I'm just chuckling because I was with Bruce shooting a couple of weeks ago. And I don't know. But here's Bruce out there holding one of these squeaks. He's Austrian ground squirrels. He's holding it by the tail and he's holding it up. And he's got a photo of him. I swear I almost fell on the ground laughing. You know this because, first of all, Bruce, we don't touch those things.
Yeah, they're going to get the plague.
We don't touch those things. You know, I hope you just sterilized your body before you went home. But yeah, this is Congressman LaMalfa here. This is, people don't realize is, again, we go back into this, is just how much money is pumped into these conservation programs here in the United States. I mean, that every dollar that are percentages of each dollar, everything that's bought, everything, including buying equipment and everything, goes back into these programs.
Yes, absolutely. The antis don't put a dime into conservation or preservation. They only oppose. It's the hunter and all the rest of us out there who are putting our money in so that it will be there for decades and decades.
Well, we're going to have a great time there. It's going to start around 5 o'clock. People can start coming in and start taking a look. At silent auctions are going on, including hunting and fishing trips, photo safaris to Africa. I assume this is all this. This is going to be a wonderful time. And you still got some tickets left, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And ladies, you're not left out. There's a very special ladies drawing. There aren't many, events that still have a ladies drawing, but we do.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
Now, if when we sell out all the dinners, you can still come, right?
Absolutely.
Because you still want to be there for these auctions and drawings.
If you want to participate in the auction and the drawing, and we've sold out at dinners, we will not, no one will be turned away.
Right. And we still have some dinners left though.
Yes.
So, and you know, again, let me go back over, you know, I mean, this is probably one of the finest collections of guns to be to be raffled off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from 22s to over unders to like I said, the Henry's, not just the 22 but the 44 Magnum, 30-30s, 338s, Weatherby. Oh.
Oh, like our committee looked at that and said there wasn't anything there that they wouldn't like to own.
Kimbers.
Yes.
Kimber rifles, some of the best ever made. Very high quality. And this, there's just all different types of things we have here. Auctions, I mean, it's going to be a great time. It's going to be at Wind River. You can, yes. Where do people call you to get for tickets here?
Okay. You can call at 474-5075. You can still go down to Shasta Valley Archery on Oxyoak Road. You can also go to Trophy West Insurance to see Scott Borg, and his phone number is 221-4650. And I want to remind you all that we will be honoring a high school student from Fall River for a $1,000 high school scholarship program.
Super. You know, you do a lot more, you know, you're at the fair and all this with, you know, with the trailer.
Yes.
Or that, you know, is there, people can walk through and see and learn about hunting.
Yes.
And, you know, and you and your husband just went on a great trip.
Yes, we did. We went to New Zealand.
Went to New Zealand hunting the red stag down there.
It was wonderful.
Oh, I mean, this is a beautiful animal. And as I see here that, you all were fortunate. There. Your husband was fortunate.
Extremely.
Yes. Cause this is a tough one. This is one you just don't kind of drive out in a car and get out of it. You know, this is something you have to, that's something you hunt.
You have to go a long ways to find this animal.
That's right. Well, you go to New Zealand, right? That's the first part.
And he is as impressive as he comes.
They're going to do, we've got all types of things. Like I said, it starts at 5 o'clock. The dinner is probably around 6? Or something like that?
Dinner's around 7.
Oh, around 7. Okay. 5 p.m. Oh, okay. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. reception, social hour. And then 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. dinner, followed by auctions and drawings. And again, we're having such a good time here. There were a block of hotel rooms that, I don't know, maybe they're already gone, but probably if you go in and say, hey, look, I'm with, you know, Safari Club International and I can't walk to my car. No, it's not going to be like that. But if you wanted to, you know, people come from out of town for that.
Absolutely. There are still call and there still may be rooms available.
Okay. Yes. Now, you were negotiating hunt packages for all types of things.
Yes.
Were we able to put some of those together?
Yes. Okay. We have a combination duck and goose and pheasant hunt 2 days in Oregon.
Okay.
And that's going to be a prized package there.
Oh, yeah.
We will have a cow elk hunt. And we will have, of course, have an African safari. And we are going to have an Argentinian red stag hunt.
This will be red stag. Wow.
Yes. And they are equivalent to the New Zealand stag. It will be for two hunters, one free range red stag, and one wild boar.
Okay, now, so this is a, now these are things that people will bid on for these.
They'll bid on these. Live auction items.
Live auction items. And so there's all types of things you have here.
Now, in that, we're going to have Redding Air Show tickets and, Reno Air Race tickets.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a big night here.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. Linda and I are going to be there, you know, with our boots on. So the, all types of things, the live auction, guided salmon or trout fishing trip for two, Atlantis Casino and Resort two night stay, a 1 day waterfowl hunting trip in Igo, 2 day squeaker hunt in the Tule Lake area. It's for two consecutive 7 hour days.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
will include a youth.
Okay. You know what? One of these days, maybe next year, I'll put in a guided squeak hunt.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. And I'll do it. And then you have, delis, you have catering affairs, key items, the 7 day Argentinian big game hunt you're talking about. This is just great, for the types of things you've got. So, Sheila McLeod, thank you again. Okay. Phone numbers, 474-5075. 221-4650. It's going to be at Wind River. It's going to be this Saturday. It starts at 5, and we're going to have a great time. Join us out there. I'm all excited about it. Linda
absolutely.
And I are all fired up.
It's going to be a wonderful event. Just come out. Have a good time.
Well, that's what we're going to do. And thank you so much for coming in. And thank you for letting me be part of this. You know what? This is, I believe in the fact is, even though I haven't been, you know, big game hunting in a while, when I say big game, deer and all these other things in a long time, I buy my licenses every year and my tags because I believe that that goes in to help the deer population, help our game population.
Yes.
So these kind of things. All right. We're going to be right back after these messages. We're going to be talking about diabetes and how to combat it and a lot of facts on diabetes and how it affects you and your family. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. businesses boosted hiring in April, according to a private survey. A positive sign the economy may improve after a sluggish start to the year, so says economist Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
It was a solid report. 220,000 jobs created in April. I think that number is representative of underlying monthly job growth.
The payroll processor ADP says private employers added 220,000 jobs in April. The Senate is voting to whether or not to advance a bill that would increase federal minimum wage. Here's SRN's Linda Kenyon.
The bill would raise the federal minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says this would lift millions out of poverty.
28 million Americans stand to benefit from an increase in minimum wage.
Not so, says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Senate Democrats are pushing legislation today that would cost as many as a million jobs in this country.
The current federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour has been in effect since July of 2009.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill. Even as crews in Mississippi and Alabama turned from search and rescue efforts to clean up, the South was bracing for another round of rough weather overnight.
Fortunately, the weather turned out a bit quieter across parts of Mississippi and Alabama.
That Storm Prediction Center forecaster Corey Mead, still the death toll from 2 days of tornadoes stretching from the Midwest to the Deep South is 35. Flooding reported today in Florida. Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling has been banned for life by the NBA in response to racism. His comments the league says he made in a recorded conversation.
I am also fining Mr. Sterling $2.5 million, the maximum amount allowed under the NBA Constitution.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver also calling on NBA owners to try and force Sterling to sell his team. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
On its second try, the House has voted to exempt health plans for Americans working overseas from having to comply with Obamacare regulations. Here's SRN's Wally Hines.
Supporters say it's all about saving American jobs.
If we don't pass this bill, the business will go to foreign insurance companies.
Pennsylvania's Charlie Dent.
This bill represents a very narrow change to the law that saves jobs. This bill simply mends the law. It does not end the law.
The measure passed 268 to 150 with 60 Democrats joining Republicans. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Civil rights attorneys have filed a lawsuit seeking to strike down Ohio's homosexual marriage ban and to allow same-sex couples to marry in the state. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Cincinnati on behalf of six homosexual couples from Ohio who say they're in love and want to get married. The attorney general said he will continue to defend the marriage ban. This is SRN News. He'd starred in some of the most highly regarded British films in the past few decades, but Bob Hoskins first gained widespread fame in the United States as a detective investigating cartoon crime. In the partly animated film, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? A family statement says the British actor has died in a hospital after a bout with pneumonia. He was 71 years old. President Obama delivering remarks on the economy today.
Back in Washington after a week-long trip to Asia, the president is focusing on the U.S. economy. Today's event comes amid low approval ratings for Mr. Obama. According to the new Washington Post ABC News poll, just 42% of Americans approve of his handling of the economy, and 36% think the economy is getting worse.
That's SR News White House correspondent Greg Clugton. On Wall Street, it's been slow going for Twitter stocks, down to the lowest level since the company went public because of a disappointing earnings report. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Okay, I missed it that time. I'm over here talking to my guest, and we're talking about a lot of things right here. Hey, Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends. It's 7:06 in the morning, and we on Wednesday, April 30th, we have lost April. And you know what? And you know what? When they say is, I've already passed through matters of March.
Tomorrow's
here.
Payday.
Yeah, tomorrow's payday. Oh, you won't be here. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. You won't be back for 4 or 5 days. Okay. Today, Wednesday, April 30th, it's, again, 8:06 in the morning. Let's start off with Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor. What's the latest on Wall Street, Josh, and what else is going on?
Well, markets have been back and forth all morning long. Currently, the Dow's up 20 points at 16,556. NASDAQ's down 2 at 4,100, and the S&P 500's up 1 at 1,879. Oil's down $1.80 at $99.48 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.46%. Gold's down $8.80 this morning at $1,287, while silver's down 44 cents at $19.10 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Disney's up 33 cents at $78.97. Chevron's down 56 cents at $125.41, while Goldman Sachs is up $1.27 at $159.51. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on 708, 808, and 908 every morning, Monday through Friday. You know, the thing about it is having talked to them, having had them on the show, I am just convinced that if you're going to make investments, these are some of the people you need to talk to. What about financial freedom? You know, I've said that, I say that on a regular basis, but they showed me how you can make yourself financially well and how you can give your children financial freedom for investments that are just easy to do if you do them now. Give them a call at 243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive. Bad Bob, tell me it's going to be cooler today.
Wish I could. Sunny to partly cloudy. Highs will be in the 90s and overnight lows will be in the mid 50s. No rain in sight. What we got is pretty much what we got except for the occasional shower as we move into May. Right now in Reading we have 71 degrees and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. They offer senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
There you go. Yeah, we like that. You know, they're good people over there too, Shasta Gas Propane. You know, I can't think of any of our sponsors that I wouldn't invite in my house. In fact, have. And in fact, I'm having lunch today with Martin over at, from Alliance Heating and Air. I have as my guest today, Joanne Tippin. Good morning.
Good morning.
She is the outpatient nutritional manager at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And plus she is a certified diabetes, I guess diabetes instruction?
Educator.
Or
educator. Diabetes educator.
Thank you. Those words like educator throw me every time, Joanne. That and mayonnaise, I have a problem here. One of the reasons that I was really happy that you're coming on today was the fact that diabetes is almost like an epidemic going on. Is this right?
It's not only an epidemic. We call it a pandemic because it's not just our country. It's worldwide. I mean, it's, you know, we keep looking at the bird flu is going to be the thing that takes us out. And it's right under our eyes. It's diabetes and obesity.
Well, you know, when you say that, a pandemic, thank you, because I'm thinking too small here. But it is sweeping the world where there used to be, you know, they would point at other nations. Oh, look at their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Not so much anymore. We're right in there.
Yeah, and actually a lot of other nations were relatively healthy until they saw what we were doing here. And, you know, and as it goes, wherever McDonald's went diabetes.
I was at the opening of the very first McDonald's in Okinawa, Japan.
Is that amazing?
And, you know, of course, it's a Marine base there and Air Force, you know, back, you know, in Okinawa is where they put a lot of servicemen. And it was amazing. We went down and it was down in Naha and they said, okay, they're opening up a McDonald's. Okay. There, by the way, there already was a, A&W root beer. So we went down there that day and we walked in and you can't believe the crowds, but they must have had 30 people working in a McDonald's the size of one you have here. They're all out there. I mean, they were cleaning and cleaning tables you were inundated with people. They couldn't get the orders right, which was kind of funny. But they were there. So that was the first McDonald's and that was in 76 mm-hmm. in Okinawa. Mm-hmm. I've seen McDonald's on the edge of the Spanish Steps in Rome.
It's yes. within. Yeah, I have too.
Have you seen that one?
We were there. Yes.
There you go. And what is the thing about McDonald's that you always can count on when you go to other countries? Well, first of all, it always tastes the same. But the other thing is, they usually really have clean bathrooms.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's a plus in some corners of the world. That's a big plus. Anyway, so we're McDonald's or fast food or art or the things they see. It's not just McDonald's.
It's
everything.
Westernized.
Diet.
Yes.
Obesity follows.
Is that
what you're
absolutely.
Saying?
Okay. Absolutely. And I just a couple of statistics for you on obesity. I know we're going to talk about diabetes. I don't know if we have a second here.
But that's the cause of diabetes in most cases.
Well,
isn't
you know,
it?
And the biggest driver of our healthcare costs today. I mean, when you look at what our national budget is, it's healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
One in four Medicare dollars.
Medicare
is spent
dollars.
On diabetes. One in four. 25%.
Okay, well, lay it on us then.
So when we look at that and people are looking at all these different diets, whether it be, you know, the latest craze is the paleo diet or, you know, high protein, low carb, all of those kinds of things. And they ask me, what's the best thing to do? It's interesting. If you go back 30 years ago, if you go back to 1960, we were on average we weighed 24 pounds less than we do today.
When?
1960. So if we take the population of 1960 and we compare it to today, 24 pounds, doesn't sound like a lot of weight. That's an average, though. And so,
have we gotten taller?
We have. Well, not. You know, I mean, not
measurably taller.
Yeah. Right. And I guess I throw that at you because the paleo diet, the low carb diet, all of those things weren't around back then. Yet we were healthy. So really, and I guess the bottom line for me is, it's the amount of calories that we eat. We eat too much.
It's the portions.
It doesn't matter what it is, we eat too much.
Portion control.
Yes. And so, looking at the diabetes epidemic following these last 20 years, 20 years ago, about 7.8 million Americans had type 2 diabetes. Today, we're at close to 28 million Americans with type 2 diabetes.
Wow.
One in three Americans have either pre-diabetes or diabetes. One in three. So there's three of us in this room, and I won't have us raise hands, but I'm going to look at the two of you and see which one of you has it.
So do you have it, Bob? I don't. Okay, I won't ask. Okay,
we won't ask.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is Joanne Tippin, who, by the way, walks the walk, too. It's obviously that you're at, what, 10% body fat or something like that? Yeah, okay. Joanne Tippin, who is from Shasta Regional Medical Center, she's an outpatient nutritional manager, but also a diabetes educator. One of the reasons we wanted to have her on today, because diabetes is a pandemic. And the other thing about it is it's like when I have my doctors on here that are talking about different types of cancer that is very treatable and preventable, and that's colon cancer, cervical cancer, and breast cancer, if it's found early. Diabetes could be wiped out in a generation, couldn't it?
Probably not completely wiped out, but we certainly could get those rates back down to where they used to be.
All right. Joanne Tippin, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. You know what? Talk radio you just love to listen to.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Alberea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Redding, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who shop local. It does make a difference. With spring here, fill up those propane bottles and forklift tanks. We just got another load of ethanol-free 93 in. So after you pick up your weed eaters and lawnmowers from Al's Saw Shop, stop by and fill up your jugs. We have log and shake oil in 5-gallon pails ready for your fences and decks. We have CFN card locks in Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. Also, now's a good time to have Johnny check out your heater if you haven't touched it in a few years or you think of trading up to get a new one. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you don't have time to come to town, give us a call. We have delivery trucks and some of the best drivers out there. All of our employees is what makes this company successful. Northern Lights Energy, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thank you for your business.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, it's just a little something I'm playing here this morning. Yeah, I got Bob over there. And Joanne Tippin, she's there. She's in there, in the drums. Joanne, you're doing it. Okay, it's 8:19 in the morning. Carl in the bot. Linda is, you know, just getting over pneumonia, so we're kind of resting her today. She'll, because she's got a show tomorrow night, and she's coming back in Friday. And yes, thanks for all the comments that she came, since she came back. Yeah, we were rocking the last couple of days, kind of eclectic ways we were dealing with things. It's 70 degrees, going up in the 90s today. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always honored down at Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, which is not just hot, great hot drinks from the baristas there, but also cold drinks, and it's going to need those. That iced coffee, that the chai and all this. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Any type of e-cig that you could possibly want, all flavors, all at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. My guest is Joanne Tippin, who is the outpatient nutrition manager at Shasta Regional Medical Center and also the diabetes educator. Also has links to the city also. With her husband. Yeah. If you don't mind me saying that.
Yes,
Barry is assistant city manager, but he also heads up RU, which frankly I think is much more important.
He doesn't sit still. That's why he's so skinny.
Yeah. Barry's been on a couple of times here.
He's in Washington right now.
Is he?
Fighting for our electric rates and policies, I'll tell you.
You know what?
Environmentalists.
I see no, you know, frankly, and I don't want to mean to change the, cause it has nothing to do with you, but mm-hmm. I see no help mm-hmm. coming to mm-hmm. us because of laws we've passed and all these things are happening. I see no help coming here. The only thing I can see happening is that, I put Elk Killer on a little, these little treadmills to make electricity so we can actually cool the house to 90.
We certainly don't want to be China. We don't want to have what China has, but I don't think the environmental policies they put in place make sense in terms of costs for this country.
I don't think so.
That's my opinion.
Well, you know, and we'll get off this in a second, but look what's going to happen with this cap and trade. It's going to go up for a gasoline. It's going to go up 25, 30, 40. We don't know how much it's going to go up mm-hmm. and the impact on food. Now, how does that tie into here with you being the diabetes mm-hmm. educator? Food is important, the type of food. Mm-hmm. And people have a tendency to buy packaged foods. Mm-hmm. The cost of foods are going to go up. Then now we're talking about foods brought in like at the farmer's market, which is, and veggies, fresh veggies and all of these things. Well, those prices are going to go up, mm-hmm. I believe.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting because you talk about fruits and vegetables, and I think, you know, I'm a dietitian. That's my start is nutrition. And I know it just sounds so basic to say eat your fruits and vegetables, but every study, I mean, over the hundreds of years we've been doing nutrition research, every study shows diets high in fresh produce, whole foods, are what give you the best health. So you can read all the different diet books you want to read, but really the most healthiest people are those that are eating foods that don't have a package on them.
When we used to work from sunlight to sunset because we had no electricity and people could work like that, they would eat natural foods. Yes. They would have gardens and all this. You know, and they were healthy. That you didn't, you know, and then as we got more urbanized mm-hmm. And more urbanized, mm-hmm. and then it became, you know, convenience.
Yes.
Oh, let's go and eat all the canned veggies and all, you know, and which are probably better than no vegetables.
Right.
But you know, and then we've gotten into this craze about organic vegetables.
Right.
Which are more pricey.
Extremely more. You can go on the internet and look up the Dirty Dozen. There may be 12, you know, fruits and vegetables that you might want to think in terms of being organic, but you know, you can go into the huge box store in town, and they've got a whole section of organics now. And I find it funny because a lot of those foods that say organic, they have what we call the halo effect because you get it and you think, this is healthy for me. And it's packaged in brown packaging or in green and it looks more natural. And it's no different. Well, it's still packaged processed food. If it doesn't have a box, it's healthy. If it doesn't have a food label, it's healthy. And what I'm talking about are your fruits and vegetables.
No, I understand that. And here's the thing. It's like, non-fat.
Right.
Oh, so you can eat non-fat. Guess what? The calories are still there.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
But I'm going to. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
And it's all marketing.
That was that Snackwells where it was suddenly the non-fat craze and people got the non-fat cookies and they ate a ton of them. So it really, what it comes down to is one, we want to quit talking about nutrients, and I think that's one thing we've done so much is talked about, watch your saturated fat, watch your, you know, your sugars, watch your, let's talk about food, because that's really what people eat is food. They don't eat numbers. They don't eat saturated fats.
And, you know, putting the numbers of the calories and all these things that people, you know, that they're forcing the, you know, the restaurants and all these, frankly, I don't know anybody that looks at those things. I mean, nobody's going to go in and get a Big Mac, and I'm using, and you know, pardon me if I'm using McDonald's, because, you know, frankly, Carl's Jr. and all those are great. And the, but I don't know how many people go in and really look at that. Mm-hmm. I think they know what
they look at it once.
Maybe.
And then they don't look
at it.
You know,
and after that, you never see it again. You never, you know what? It's like anything. And so.
You don't want to know. You really don't want to know.
I probably don't.
Because it's one meal is your whole daily allotment.
It is.
I do have to say, and as we kind of talk about McDonald's, they have changed and they are leading the efforts in terms of healthy. My middle son actually manages at McDonald's. So here but he's the one that wanted, right? He's the one that was just wanting to, when I said right, he wanted to go left. So he went and worked for McDonald's.
Did he, have diabetes or anything like that?
No, my kids never sit still. No.
Well, see, here's the thing about it is you're right though. And there's other places so that they offer you a choice that you can have the hamburger, but you also can have a side salad or you can do these other things. So you're right. That's moving forward.
The default item should be the salad, not French fries.
Right. Did you ever, we had a gentleman on that wrote the book when, you know, the red, that, you know, the dress red or what's that thing that Shasta Regional does?
It's hard. Go Red.
Go Red.
Yes.
Yeah. Your speaker this year, did you listen to him?
Were
you there for that?
Oh, absolutely.
Mindless Eating.
Yes,
he was here one day, and he and I became BFFs, whatever that means, best friends forever.
Yes, yes.
I've never heard from him since then. Yeah. But we talked.
He's actually kind of gone big. He's back on the national circuit again.
He is, and he wrote this book. Yes. And the big thing he was talking about was portions.
Yes.
The whole book is about portions and his rules for that. And this is what you're saying, too. Mm-hmm. It's the food you eat is one, but two, it's the portions you eat.
Yes, I gave Karen, our marketing director, our amazing marketing director, who is just such an advocate for wellness. She's such a charge for that. His book, and so she got Brian here, which I was amazed she got him because who gets him? He's like on the national circuit, but Karen does. and his whole thing is mindless eating. Be mindful about what you're putting into your mouth and set up your landscape so that you don't eat so much. You know, change a couple of things. So maybe you don't have to necessarily measure portions, but you've set up your landscape. So smaller plates, you know, different size cups.
Some of the things he said. Mm-hmm. And isn't it funny? I will remember certain things like, the heart surgeon.
McConnell?
Well, Doug, too. But Doug talked to me about the gentleman has got I'll think about it for a second. And what he came on twice. And he said the first thing he said was, in the first day, was more heart attacks happen on Christmas Day, the day after Christmas, and New Year's Day than any other time during the year because of stress, food, all these things that happen. He said that. That's the first thing he said. The second time he was on, and I need to have him back on, and he's associated with y'all too. I have him on again. The second thing he said was, if you do nothing else, if you change nothing else in your life, and you walk 30 minutes a day, you're going to add years to your life.
That's
if
Dr.
you change,
Kahn.
Dr. Kahn, yeah. Thank you so much. Because I went to Dr. Kahn because I got a false reading out of a stress test, and I just trotted on down the street, and he did the whole thing and found out it was a false reading and all that.
Exercise is amazing.
The whole thing. 30 minutes a day, he said, and don't do anything else, and you will live longer.
You know, one of the clips that I show in my class to our patients, and I would encourage your listeners to go here on the Internet, it's called 23 and a half hours. So look it up. It's about a 9-minute fun little video. Look it up. 23 and a half hours.
Okay. Maybe you can send it to me. We'll put a link on it.
Absolutely.
We'd love to do that. Put it on our website. Now, we've got a couple of minutes before. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a break early. And I'll tell you why. Because I want to come back and talk about diabetes in children. And this, we're talking about a pandemic of, you know, people mainly think about adults, but my concern is children. Mm-hmm. Because adults, frankly, when you get to a certain age, you want to put drugs in your body, you want to do all these things, as long as it doesn't impact on me, you can do it. Unfortunately, it does impact on us when they do that. But children and what we can do to help our children with this pandemic of obesity in kids and diabetes.
Absolutely.
Joanne Tiffin is my guest, and we're talking diabetes and the problem that's facing our society. And I want to, you know, I know you've got the facts and figures. You said it cost us 25% of all Medicaid money goes to
$2 billion a year go to healthcare costs associated with obesity. A good portion of that goes to diabetes. I mean, that's almost our defense budget.
$2 billion?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
$200 billion.
$200 billion. $200 billion. Yeah. Okay, good. Because $2 billion, I thought, hey.
Right.
You know, they round up to billions here.
No, $200 billion. I'm sorry, $174 to $200 billion.
Goes to this. All right. Hey, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It is 8:29 in the morning, 70 degrees out there, heading for 90.
The annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday are family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink, night sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night as the top 10 in each event compete for one night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all four nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to readingrodeo.com or visit the Reading Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7 p.m. or order by phone at 241-8859. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
It's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda is, you know, we're still recovering from pneumonia here, so we're taking, I'm not going to push this thing, so she's taking it a little bit easier today. She'll be back with us Friday. Trish Clark, of course, tomorrow with me. We're going to have Steve Carlton, the DA, in our series, our ongoing series about crime in Shasta County. And Steve's office was just firebombed yesterday. Yeah, we got our arms around this. Okay, there's only 4,833 suspects. I think that's how many, or 6,000, that's how many were arrested last year. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, and discounts for seniors and veterans. And the best part, man's last stronghold. So, everybody, Bob gets his haircut there. And his beard. Except he doesn't have a beard anymore. You just, you know what, you're going to wait till winter? come back with the beard?
Yeah, Paletti was asking me, you know, when are you going to grow back in? Not till the hot weather's over.
Yeah. Well, that may not be for a couple years.
Yeah.
Again, Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. My guest is Joanne Tippin, who is the outpatient nutritional manager at Shasta Regional Medical Center, but she's also a diabetes educator. And we've been talking about diabetes, how it's impacted. It's a pandemic in the world now. And wherever, and I hate to say this, but wherever Western culture goes, if, you know, obesity seems to follow it. And I wanted to talk, and we kind of addressed it, but well, for one thing, it's a $200 billion industry treating $200 billion, the defense budget, essentially
right.
That, or something like that. But $200 billion is being used to treat just diabetes and obesity.
Obesity
and obesity related. Mm-hmm. Okay. Children. Now we've got type 1 diabetes and type 2. Can you tell our listeners what the difference is?
So the difference between type 1 and type 2, about 10% of our population that has diabetes has type 1. Type 1 is more of a genetic disease in terms of some genetic and other reasons. I mean, we do see it in families, but we have patients who have no family history. Something attacks the pancreas. So there's an auto-destruction in the pancreas of the cells that make insulin. So these patients make no insulin. They start insulin right off the get-go, and they manage.
Those are shots and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and typically with our type 1s, they're thin. Typically they were under the age of 30. We do see some older adults developing type 1 diabetes.
So are they born like that?
Not necessarily. I mean, usually it'll hit somewhere, you know, I mean, it can happen early in life, 9 months, okay, all the way up to 30, would be what we would typically call type 1 diabetes. And,
okay,
again, there are outliers. So.
All right. Okay, type 2.
So type 2 is a whole different story. Type 2 diabetes was something historically we saw in patients or people that were over the age of 55, hitting their 60s. You know, it was an aging process. It also was more prevalent in people who were heavier. Definitely, it's genetic. It runs in families. Type 2 diabetes is a disease of the pancreas. Obesity worsens it. So I don't want to say that every person who is obese has diabetes, but their risks are much greater for you because, mm-hmm, you put a bigger stress on your pancreas.
Okay, so what? You got diabetes. What does that do to you?
Well, diabetes, based in a nutshell, it's high blood sugars.
Okay.
So let me give you this. One of the measures we do with diabetes, we do this blood measure called the hemoglobin A1C. And basically, your red blood cells are bathed in the sugar that's in your blood. We take a draw of that red blood cell. Sugar attaches to the red blood cell, so we know how high your blood sugars have been. It doesn't just attach to the red blood cell, though. It attaches to everything and everywhere that blood goes. So if you want to think about that, and this is sort of the dramatic one, but a dramatic analogy, but it rusts you from the inside out. Diabetes affects every organ in your body where the blood goes. And I don't know about you, Carl.
From the inside out. I have never heard that before. Is that cool? Make sure we keep that. I want to keep that sound bite right there. Okay.
Yeah. And that, when I say that, the rust is worse when the sugars are higher. So controlling your blood sugar controls the risk of these complications,
okay,
of diabetes.
So the whole thing is your diet.
Absolutely. Well, diet, and for some people, once the disease process has set in place, you have to have medications to,
okay,
help.
But one of the things that we know and we've talked about during the break is you're pre-diabetic.
Yes.
You can reverse this, right?
Well, you know, and a lot of what we see is you have warning signs for diabetes, probably for 8 to 9 years before you develop the disease. And we've got great physicians out there that pick up on this. But you may have been told you kind of have a touch of sugar. Your numbers are a little bit high. That is an absolute warning sign.
Okay.
That is the moment where you can make the biggest difference. If you find out you have pre-diabetes, that's the time to take action.
All right. Let's go to the phones. BC, good morning.
Good morning there. Question for Joanne, and I'll take the answer off the air.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on for a second. Wait, BC.
I can't hear.
Okay, there you go.
All righty. The question that I have is, are some of these heart medications that people get wound up on, like Crestor and Lipitor and all these things, or any other heart medications, have anything to do with diabetes? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks a lot, BC. That's a good question.
That is a good question. There was a big scare there more recently in terms of statins, which are the drugs that you're talking about, and increased risk of diabetes in women in particular. And the story is still a little bit murky there, because diabetes and heart disease and high blood pressure are probably almost kind of the same disease. It just manifests itself differently. So we don't know. It's a chicken and egg. We're not really sure, is it that the diabetes was underlying and now they're having high cholesterol, they're treating heart disease. They already had the diabetes process.
And what does
started.
The statin do?
The statin lowers your cholesterol, lowers your LDL, your
okay,
bad cholesterol.
The bad cholesterol. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good question because, but let's go back to the fact is, okay, because they can tell, they can tell for months, you know, that how, I mean, when you get all these tests done, and you should, this is how you find out. Go down, get your blood tested. And they will tell you if you're pre-diabetic or if where your sugar level is. But they can go back months on this, years. They can go back years on this blood test, right?
The A1C is a 3-month average, but we can look at your fasting blood sugar, which most of you get when you get your blood drawn and kind of look where it started.
Yeah. Okay. But here's the good news is if you're catching it early or you catch it, you can change it without medicine. But just, right, for the most cases?
So pre-diabetes, and if for those of you who have your labs, a fasting blood sugar of 100 to 125 is pre-diabetes. An A1C of 5.7 to 6.4 is pre-diabetes. Once you cross over to an A1C of 6.5 or a fasting of 126 or greater, you're on the dark side. You're going to be seeing me.
The dark side.
You're into diabetes. But if you catch it before, because let me just quickly tell you what's going on. Your pancreas makes insulin. During pre-diabetes, what happens is your body's resistant. That insulin's this key that goes to the cells, it opens it up and lets the sugar get in. That resistance, the pancreas compensates, it makes a lot more insulin. So you're going along and you're cranking out 3 times the amount of insulin as you need it before you have pre-diabetes. And at some point, it poops out. So most people, by the time they are developed type 2 diabetes, they've lost 50 to 70% of the function of that pancreas' ability to make insulin.
Okay.
You can't reverse it once you get to type 2 diabetes. There's lots of books and there's lots of speakers that talk about reversing it, but they're incorrect in saying
Nobody's ever done that.
Well, you can't regenerate the cells in the pancreas that make insulin today, but science changes.
So yep, give you an injection one day, but we're not counting on that. Okay. So.
And the way to reverse it is simple.
What?
What do you think it is?
Oh, diet? Exercise.
Weight loss.
Weight loss. Diet, exercise, weight loss.
And not a lot. How much weight do you think you need to lose?
10 pounds.
5 to 7% of your weight.
Okay. 5 to 7% of your weight.
Not a lot.
That's not a lot.
No.
I mean, unless you're 500 pounds. But then if you're 500 pounds, hey, 10%, 50 pounds, what's that? All right. Now, let's go back to, I don't know, have you ever seen those shows where they... These people are like 500 pounds.
I know.
And they get them, they have to call the fire department in, and the fire department does not want to go there.
Gosh. Back injuries there.
Trying to get them up and trying to get them out. Then it's just so sad. I don't know why I'm laughing. So 5 to 7% of your body weight will take you right back. Isn't it funny though, Joanne, when we talk about this, it's like walking for half an hour. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do that.
I should say 5 to 7% weight loss plus 30 minutes predominantly of walking 5 days a week.
Walking. And what Dr. Khan said, he said, if you can't walk 30 minutes, you can walk 1 minute, walk a minute.
Right.
Next day, walk a minute.
Right.
Next day, walk a minute in 10 seconds.
Right.
You know, and build yourself up to that. And Doug McConnell, who cracks chest, you know, and is a heart surgeon, he'll tell you the same things. It's like, you can get to people that, it's genetic and all that. But we already talked about this. We're talking $200 billion a year right now. And the condition is getting worse because what we have is children.
Yes.
10-year-olds, 12-year-olds that are obese.
Four-year-olds. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to throw this one way out here. Is this child abuse by having your child obese? So what do you think there, Joanne Tippin?
You know, in my mind, and as I work with adults and most of you out there who are listening, where do your eating habits develop? Because when I talk to patients, what do they tell me? It's like, well, this is what I was raised on. These are the foods I was raised on. What are we raising our kids on? I mean, we have kids raising kids that don't even know how to cook. You know, and so
kids raising kids.
You know, they have no clue how to do this. So, yeah. The youngest, I think, identified was age 4, was a type 2 diabetic. And
Was the child obese?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I don't know of any normal weight type 2 children. Here's the other really interesting thing is a lot of these kids who are overweight are not getting tested. you know, we take our kids for regular checkups when they're young, and then you just sort of, well, maybe I do. You just don't take them in regularly after that. They're not getting blood tests necessarily. So how many more are there out there that we haven't even identified?
I have no idea. That's right. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. John Bastiani and his crew over there really pride themselves on customer service because, you know what? Locally owned, and owned by John, and he has a great crew of people down there. Gunsmithing, but he takes pride on having everything that his customers could possibly want. Ammo, guns, at fair prices, all types of ammo, and he supports this community. John Bastiani. Give him a call at 222-8222, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding, California. My guest is Joanne Tippin. We're talking diabetes. We're talking about 4-year-olds with type 2 diabetes. We're talking about a $200 billion drain on our economy to treat obesity and the side effects of obesity. And if you've got a pre-diabetic condition, losing 5% of your body weight could change it totally and you could be healthy. We'll be right back.
Friday night at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner, 6 to 9 p.m. in the city of Shasta Lake as they kick off the annual Shasta Damboree Celebration. Friday night, friends and family gather at the John Baudet Community Center for the annual car cruise and $10 barbecue dinner. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. All proceeds benefit the Pete Bechet Scholarship Fund. Don't miss the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Barbecue, sponsored in part by Redding Tire Center. Whether you're getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures, Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Whether for passenger, light trucks, or ATVs, Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian, all with the best warranty in the West. Enjoy the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner this Friday and the Danbury Pancake Breakfast Parade and all-day activities Saturday.
Ted Lighty here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Lorraine was an avid hiker until a tumble led to a painful compression fracture in her back. Her doctor sent her to MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center to undergo kyphoplasty. The minimally invasive procedure took less than an afternoon, and Lorraine felt immediate relief from the pain. She was back on the trail a month later, leading the way up the mountain. MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center offers the latest surgical advancements to keep you a step ahead.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Carl and the Bot, KCNR 14-6. Just a small town girl. Okay, one of my favorite songs, Journey. It is 8:48 in the morning, 70 degrees plus. I think it's probably like 72 now. It's going to be up to 90 today. Weather's always
74 actually.
74 right now. It's going to go up in the 90s today. It's going to be a warm day. And this portion of the show is brought, or the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. I think that's for the winter. Now our customers are warm friends because of the summer. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You don't have to go out of town. Just go to 555 Cypress Avenue and talk to the people at Redding Crown Motors, your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. They go down, they take care of you, they take care of their, you know, it's your neighbors down there making great deals for you, and their service department is fabulous. In, out, and they do great work. Give them a call at 223-2177. Again, you don't need to leave town. Go to 555 Cypress Avenue and talk to them. My guest is Joanne Tippin, and I think we've met probably before at social events and things
probably.
Like that. And but this is the first time I've actually sat down and talked with Joanne, outpatient nutritional manager at the Shasta Regional Medical Center, but she's also a diabetes educator. And this has been a very I think it's been a very enlightening hour, and we've got probably 8 minutes left here. And we're talking about, you know, how the government getting into your life and all, oh, let's just ban salt. Oh, you can't have a 32-ounce drink, you know, in New York, and that got thrown out right away. It's personal responsibility.
Absolutely. Now,
but with children, you've got to kind of you take care of children. Mm-hmm. You have to take care of children. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so teaching them the right way to eat and exercise and all that. But we have a society here that – that has a single parent.
Yes.
You know, in some cases, you know, depending on ethnic groups and this, and I'm not getting into ethnic groups, and that 75% of the children are born to a single parent. Mm-hmm. You know, 55% another, 40% and another, 30% another. So we've got our family is breaking down.
Absolutely.
You could say the nuclear family. Where is the where's that education going to come from? Schools?
And it's challenging. I've been married for going on 27 years and we've raised three kids, and you know, it's challenging just to raise kids in a good family setting and create healthy foods and all those healthy habits. So I can't fathom single parents having to do that. They have a lot of other pressures. It's cheaper and easier to go get takeout food. And so then these kids don't learn to cook. They don't even learn that there is such a thing as home-cooked meals. So
isn't that sad?
It is sad, and it's breaking down there. And one thing I want to throw at you, because I know we're getting running out of time, knowledge is power. I mean, it is so important to know what your health risks are. And I'm going to kind of give a plug here because I'm very, very proud of this. Shasta Regional Medical Center has combined all of our wellness into what we call the Health and Wellness Center. And for very reasonable, actually less probably than what you would pay for copays, have several screenings in terms of heart risk. Every November we do a diabetes risk. We'll do an A1C and a fasting blood sugar free to the community for people just to know that they have this.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that you have the disease is you know, the
so you
first
can fight
step.
It. You can fight it.
And then education. And I will, because a lot of our patients don't realize that Medicare and private insurance pay for diabetes education. So we start
It's preventative care. It's like colonoscopies and things like that, that the insurance companies pick up the, you know, the cost and all of this because it saves you money.
Well, the challenge once you're diagnosed with diabetes, it's a very livable disease, getting that support and education and getting the right information to make changes in your diet, in your medications, in your routines is very critical.
So it's tough.
So it is important that people know that is out there.
Do you all have classes on this? Do we have like a regular class?
So what a patient will do is they'll come in and we have our series of four classes, which is pretty similar, and we go head to toe. Everything you need to do in terms of looking at your feet, in terms of, you know, going to getting your eye checks. Diet is a huge portion of it. Obviously, exercise, you know, safety things for people to be safe. How do you take your medication?
What's a symptom? But what's a symptom people should be looking for?
You know what the worst symptom is?
What?
The absolute worst. And most people come in and they're in denial. They have no symptoms. They don't feel anything different. They don't feel the frequent urination, the, you know, increased thirst and all these things that you hear about diabetes. Because their sugars aren't quite that high yet. Probably the biggest symptom is, one, if it runs in your family, start getting tested at the age of 45.
Mm-hmm.
if your belly is bigger than your hips, get tested. You know, if you carry weight in your belly, your risk factors are greater. Honestly, with 1 in 3 in the population having pre-diabetes or diabetes,
your chances of having
we all should just get tested. Yeah. I mean, just get a baseline and get that lab value.
I know in the because I go to the VA, and I know that I go in there. In fact, it's for a physical once a year, and you know, but they draw blood a couple times a year just to check on it, see how you're doing, and all
absolutely.
That. And I'm due another one here, so I'm going to run down this.
And the VA does a fantastic job at that.
I tell you what, I can't. You know what? I have had. I'm gonna blow the trumpet here for and ring the bell for our VA clinic right here in town. I've had the same doctor, Dr. Templato, since I got back from Iraq and went down there. And it's been going on, well, 6 years, 7 years now. And he is a great doctor. He has had me go and have things checked and the last time I went, because he thought he saw something like in a skin, and I went to a dermatologist who looked at it, and he goes, no, you're fine. It's just, you know, but it's a good check, and he did a once over. But he said, who did this? And I said, Dr. Templato saw it. And he was kind of amazed that a regular general GP saw that. Mm-hmm. Because it was extremely small. And he's there, the dermatologist with those magnifier looking at it. He goes, no, you're fine. But, so the kind of care you get down there, okay, that's a big shout out to them. But getting that blood test twice a year, once a year.
Knowledge is power.
And having your doctor look at it and say, okay, you need to do these things.
And knowing what the results mean, I think that's so important, because you may or may not be told that. You may have been told you have a touch of sugar. Know what the results mean. And if you have any questions, call the clinic. Call us. Call us if you have any questions.
Like I said, I knew a young man through a friend of mine that was probably in his 30s, early 30s, that lost his foot because of this. Lost his foot.
Yeah.
Because once it starts.
The long-term complications of poorly controlled blood sugar are very devastating. They are. Mm-hmm. You don't want to spend a life of going from physician to physician to physician. No. And if you do what you need to do in terms of taking care of yourself, eating healthy, being active, testing your blood sugar, and getting that level of support, that's what your diabetes educator is for, is to support you along the way.
This is a team thing too. I mean, like we were talking about how you kick Barry out of the bed, you know, get him on the road running at 4:30 every morning.
Because I need a running partner,
Because you need a running partner.
And I've been dying this week. He's not here.
Well, you go out and chase the dog down the street.
No, you don't want to run alone in Reading in the mornings these days.
That's just a completely different show.
I know.
And we've already talked about that on the breaks. Joanne and I have discussed all of Reading here during the breaks. You're right, though. Mm-hmm. But anyway, or with a dog, or a can of pepper spray, or we teach concealed carry. You can actually reverse pre-diabetes.
Yes.
You can reverse it. And just by watching your diet, the food you eat. I mean, and even if you can't afford to buy organic foods, and we've already talked about organic foods maybe being not organic, but you can still do it by, eating vegetables out of cans, but watching what you eat, cut back on things, and portion control, and walking a half an hour. That's free. Walking a half an hour is free.
Population, we all dropped our BMI by 5 points, or which would be about 10 pound weight loss across the board.
That's a body mass index.
Yes.
That you can be, that they take a look, you get weighed by your height versus your weight.
Right.
It's simple.
And so if our average BMI dropped, 5 points, which would be about 10 pounds on average for most people, and some people don't need to lose weight and some may need to lose more, we would really reverse this rise in healthcare costs, and we would reverse the rise in diabetes. So it's as simple as losing 10 pounds.
10 pounds. I know when you see the insurance things, where they say if you're 6 feet tall, you should weigh 160 pounds.
People battle that, but have you ever gone back and looked at not that TV is the best representation, but have you ever gone back and looked at shows in the 70s?
Yes.
And you think, God, those people were skinny.
You know what? You look at it and you look at the way they're dressing, the way they speak.
Right.
I mean, all that. You go back to watch some of the older movies. Their diction is different. Their clothing, you look at them on the street, people wearing coats and ties. And
Society was different.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It was different. And
we were healthier.
Yes. And we've gotten into a consumer society. And okay, how much, we've only got a minute here, but what about all the social media and all this where people don't have to go out and talk to people. They can just sit there on their phone.
You know, I mean, there are some great applications for health, and actually we've seen some great results using them for that. However, people spending most of their time sitting, even if they go out and do that 30-minute walk, but the rest of their day is sitting, their health risks are far greater than somebody who moves all day. So, you know, we can't stop. Pandora's box is open. We can't turn it back. But we can certainly do things that we make sure that we're as active as we can and eat as healthy as we can.
Okay. Our guest has been Joanne Tippin from Shasta Regional, and it's been a good interview. And if $200 billion, and it's not even the $200 billion, because we find ways of spending $200 billion in a heartbeat here in this country. It's the impact, and again, adults. All right, you know, if you're an adult though, the children. It's like I look at this like the same way we look at. Kids are coming from abusive homes, and kids that are coming from homes where there's drugs and all that. You've got to break the cycle. If you can break the cycle when they're kids, down the line, we're not going to have this problem, or it's going to be a lot lesser problem. So this is the kind of thing. Is there just like free classes for people out there? I know Orchard Nutrition has classes in the evening on diet and nutrition, and it may be worth talking to Joe about that and those kind of things. But, anyway.
Prevention needs to start early. The schools are very involved. However, what they're finding is kids coming into preschool are already overweight.
Preschool.
And you have to prevent the weight before it starts.
Preschool.
Well, mothers who are obese when they're pregnant. We're starting in pregnancy.
So they're born with little layers of fat all over them.
Yeah, or a propensity to put more fat on is what happens.
All right, Joanne Tippin. Thanks a lot for being with us today. Nutritional expert and a diabetes educator from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Tomorrow we're having, like I said, Steve Carlton on, our district attorney of Shasta County. We're going to talk in our further series of getting our arms around crime in Shasta County. Have a great day today. It's going to be in the 90s. And watch yourself. Start drinking lots of water. Get your walk in. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. 20 inches of rain in 24 hours. Florida panhandle is swamped. There is severe flooding. Florida Governor Rick Scott says other parts of the state are suffering too.
I declared a state of emergency early this morning for 26 counties. We're continuing to see bad weather. We've got another 4 inches of rain coming.
There is flooding along Alabama's Gulf Coast as well. At least 37 deaths are blamed on the storm system moving across the south and up the east coast. Flood watches posted from Florida north through the Carolinas, mid-Atlantic, on up into parts of eastern Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Economists expect a rebound in economic growth in the second 3 months of the year after today's report showing that growth slowed to an annual rate of just 0.1% in the first quarter.
Our view for the economy for this year is that it does accelerate throughout the remainder of the year, and we end up the year at about a 3%.